You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Alrighty, what is going on, everybody? My name is Josh. Welcome to the Barstool Blood Grinders podcast. Hope everyone had a good week. Hope everyone enjoyed the lovely opening match between Barcelona and Sociedad, with Barcelona winning 4-2. We will chat a bit about that match later on in the podcast. First off, let's just get to the business end of things. So wage cuts, right? PK, of course. Lovely, lovely Gerard Piqué, as everyone was super happy about. Congratulations to him for a lovely PR move and for taking less money. Congratulations to Barcelona for getting to register a couple of players because of that. Wage cuts for Jordi Alba, Sergio Busquets, and Sergio Roberto are expected to be completed soon. Jordi actually had to come out this week and somewhat defend himself, basically saying like, hey, nobody asked me to take a wage cut before Euro 2020. Like, this is still new. My lawyers are in touch, blah, blah, blah. So it is a little bit interesting to hear that, you know, there was apparently no talk between Laporta and some of the key players about wage cuts before Euro 2020. Like, I don't know if they thought they were going to be able to offload Griezmann or Dembele or, I mean, the Dembele thing made things difficult just because his injury was unexpected, because he's kind of always expected to get hurt at this point. But they were expected to at least be able to maybe move him for something. Although I don't think you could make the case that a solid excuse for not talking to the players who would need to take wage cuts about taking wage cuts is that you thought you would be able to sell Dembele for a lot of money. Like, that doesn't make much sense. So I'm not really sure why Jordi wasn't chatted with before Euro 2020. I guess maybe that'd be kind of a buzzkill. Maybe Laporta just wanted to be a good guy, you know? Jordi was trying to go win Euro 2020 with Spain. Maybe he's like, you know, I just don't want to burden him with asking him to take a pay cut. I don't know. There's also reports that Barcelona are continuing down the roster, and that Philippe Coutinho and Antoine Griezmann are potentially next in line for Barcelona pay cuts. I don't know if Antoine Griezmann's going to take a pay cut. Like, he did release a nice little statement, or he did say, you know, he's proud and happy to have reached the figure of 100 appearances for Barcelona, which is just shocking to me. I want to keep helping the team both on and off the pitch, he said, in attack and in defense. I enjoy being at Barcelona. Griezmann's not taking a pay cut. I wouldn't blame him either. Honestly, like, everyone shouldn't necessarily take a pay cut if your employer asks you to, although they might fire you if not, but they're not going to fire Antoine Griezmann because nobody wants him for the money that Barcelona want. So we'll see. We'll see. Everyone's going to get a pay cut at Barcelona. They're still trying to get rid of players, though. Like, there's still the Miralem Pjanic, Samuel Umtiti, and even Braithwaite. There's still reports, even though after he looked great again in a match. And Barcelona need attacking players. So why he continually gets thrown into things is beyond me, but it's beyond the point. Pjanic's transfer to Juventus is reportedly on standby. Basically, Juventus is in like a mini Barcelona situation wherein they have to get rid of Aaron Ramsey, who is the fourth highest paid Juventus player. I didn't know this. He earns about 7 mil annually. And if they're going to get Pjanic back, they want Aaron Ramsey gone. Pjanic would be willing to take a pay cut, apparently, to go back to Juventus because he's not going to get any playing time in Barcelona. Umtiti, Barcelona are reportedly willing to just straight up terminate his contract if he continually turns down moves elsewhere, which, you know, I'm not really sure how that would work legally. Like, I don't know if they would have to buy him out or what sort of expectation there is with his contract. I do know it wouldn't be a great look for anybody. So I hope some sort of amicable solution comes to play because, you know, it's not a great look to sack one of your players just because he doesn't want to leave the club that you signed him to. Last bit of news, Sergio Aguero, there's some reports out of Spain about how unhappy he is. And now he is considering a move to MLS he kind of wants. You know, he came here to play with Messi. He doesn't seem like a Barcelona guy. He was promised kind of like everyone else that Messi would be back. And Messi is not back. So that's the first time I said Messi's name in this podcast. What are we, 5.5 minutes in? That has to be a record. Anyways, so, you know, one could hardly blame Aguero. Maybe he can go to Inter Miami and team up with Higuain, make a nice little South American pair. And yeah, it's just, who would have thought the Sergio Aguero transfer wasn't going to pay off for everybody. That's all the news I got. So let's get into the Barcelona match. So Barcelona 4, Sociedad 2. It's important to remember kind of in the framing of this match that they were without, you know, Ter Stegen, Ansu Fati, Dembele, and Aguero. Piqué, lovely, lovely Piqué, has scored his 50th goal for Barcelona. I think he is the second Barcelona defender to get over that number, with Ronald Koeman being top, I believe. Memphis Depay and Braithwaite both looked amazing. Listen, so the Depay transfer, I so far have been wrong about. Like, I thought he would be a good player, but I wasn't. I guess I didn't rate him as highly as like Ronald Koeman did. And so far, he's been unbelievable. Like, he's been a star. And I didn't think he had that. Like, he went to the Premier League a bit too early, and then he, you know, left. And it seems like he's a much more polished, complete player now. Like, physically, he's very imposing physically, and his athleticism and talent just it's way higher up there than I think I had anticipated. Braithwaite is another guy that, like, I feel like I've been talking about how solid Braithwaite is and why Barcelona shouldn't get rid of him for the last 12 months. And he's just going to continue to get thrown into transfer rumors. Maybe that's just because he's one of the few Barcelona players that actually make the amount of money that they're probably worth, and that makes him desirable to other people. Like, they don't have to overpay for him just because Barcelona overpaid for him. Because, like, the number they got him at isn't, you know, it's not Philippe Coutinho, Griezmann, Dembele numbers. It's a Braithwaite number, and he's really good. I would hate to see him leave. You know, there's not a ton to take away from this match, in my opinion, like, tactically, just because, like, Barcelona are more talented than Sociedad. I do think the whole you know, getting a dominating win like this in your first match without Messi, your first league match without Messi in front of your home fans. Like, I think I'm understating the importance of that and what that does for the team morale, what that does for Koeman, what that does for leaders on the team. But it's also, you know, I don't know how to read too much into this in terms of their talent. I think in terms of the vibe of the club, the energy of the club, it's all positive, which is a great, you know, which is a great thing. We'll see how positive it is once Messi makes his debut and scores 6 goals with PSG against crap Ligue 1 competition. Let's actually see when Messi's making his debut. Lionel Messi. What I spelled debug debut. He's expected to make his debut on the 29th. That's kind of the, okay, there's a report about that. So we have another 10 days before we have to watch Messi reunited with Neymar. And so maybe that'll put a little bit of a damper on things at Barcelona. But for now, like, if they're able to continually play this well on the pitch, you know, nobody's going to be Messi who, you know? I'm just kidding. So let's take a look at the schedule. This weekend, they play Bilbao on Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern time. That is an away match. And then they play a week from then as Getafe. So some good matches coming up, all positive so far. Got nothing bad to say. Hope you enjoyed listening to the podcast. Enjoy the matches this weekend, everybody. It's just lovely to have football back, considering we, you know, we only had it gone for like a couple weeks after the Euros and after Olympic football. So everyone, enjoy the matches. Subscribe to the podcast if you are not subscribed, and I will talk to you next time. Thanks.